Hi, and welcome to Detox, Talks the Detox, a podcast where we talk to some of the world's finest leaders about their detox rituals and how they maintain continuity in a world of noise and chaos. How they make sure that the criticism that the world puts on them doesn't affect their insight and they still continue to perform as well as they do. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kunal Sundaramani, and you are listening to Detox, Talks the Detox.
We have Reba Bharadwaj on the podcast. Reba is a researcher in climate change and sustainable development. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm doing multiple things. More recently working on a paper about CO2 to methanol conversions and a lot of this. What is it that really got you into talking about climate change at a platform?
So I was inclined towards climate change and sustainable development, during my school days itself, because I think we all remember we used to make posters and we used to write slogans, poems, save the earth, it's burning, we should save water. So that thing got into me from a very early stage. And I even owe this to my grandfather because I'm from Himachal Pradesh. That's my hometown. So I used to see my grandfather. What he used to do is he used to clean the road that used to lead to our house because people used to throw, all kinds of garbage like plastic waste over there. So he used to pick it up and store it at one place. And, at that time, the things were not very advanced. The technology was not advanced. So he would just burn it up or he would just dig a landfill and put all the stuff over there. So that thing got into me from a very early stage. So when I entered my third year, we were introduced to our project, because I'm doing BTech in biotechnology. So we have to take up a project in our third and fourth year. So I was introduced to industrial biotechnology, where I started reading about conversion of carbon dioxide to industrially valuable products. And that stuck me so hard because that was something very new to me. I never knew that, something like this could happen. So I started talking to my professor who was already working in this field. We had a whole team, my PhD scholar who was already doing some research in this and who had already converted carbon dioxide into cement. So that was very much fascinating for me. So I spent more than a year working on this. And then eventually I wrote a review article where I put in my whole insights and what all I learned from a professor, from a PhD scholar, from the whole team that I was working with. So I think that was great because we know about climate change, we know about sustainable development, but I could also learn about the research work which was associated with it.
So apart from this, you've also worked as a content writer and you've gained quite a bit of respect in that spectrum. What has it been that attracted you towards that, and where do you feel these two as integral parts?
So it also has a story associated with it. So I was into extracurriculars from my school time itself. I was into theater. I used to do street plays. I used to do, stage dramas with my whole team. In school, I used to be a part of group discussions, declamations, debates. So I was into that side from a very beginning. Then when I came into college, we were told that, doing internships is good and why don't you try your hand on content writing? Because that was one thing which I was very much, confident about, that yes, I can do this. So I landed up doing this internship in content writing in healthcare because I come from a biology background. So I was fascinated by it. And content writing is something that you need in every field, like wherever you go. If you go in research or you work in an MNC, you have to have hands-on in content writing because at the end you have to give presentations, you have to prepare reports. So I think this is something that I inculcated in me from a very beginning because I was passionate about it. I used to write diaries, I used to write stories in my school because that was something I could present my inner feelings into. And when I started associating it with work, it was very fruitful.
So overall, handling all this, what is the detoxing element?
So my detoxification routine has also switched over this COVID-19 period because initially I used to do what every teenager or what every 21-year-old, 21-year-old, I must say, not even an adult, but, someone who is switching from their teenage to adulthood would do. I would just put on my earphones and just listen to some music or just watch a Netflix show. But then I realized that I'm not actually detoxifying myself. I'm just putting a lot of more information that might be unnecessary also, right? I'm putting a lot of more information into my brain and not just releasing anything out. So what I learned over this period of time is that it's always beneficial that, you know, when you start feeling anxious or when you start feeling bored or, you know, you're stuck, it's always good to just start moving. So what I used to do is whenever I'm bored or I'm stuck or I'm anxious, I just leave my gadgets, my laptop, my phone, everything, my earphones, everything. And what I do is I just start deep breathing and I just start walking because I have just returned from Himachal Pradesh today itself. So there I used to go to walk in our farms or, you know, I would just climb a hill and just sit there, relax, do deep breathing, just think about everything else, but not just work, you know, so that I can release my thoughts, which are building up and I can build a better perspective to that rather than just overwhelming myself with new information.
Right, right. So overall, yeah. Where was it that you discovered that you need a detox routine? Because so when you set up your first detox routine, where was it that you discovered the idea that you should have one?
I think when we get into high school or when we just get into college, for instance, we start watching a lot of YouTube videos. So I don't know if it happens with everybody, but to me it happened, you know, because I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of vlogs, because at that time I was the one who was being influenced by, you know, the so-called YouTube or social media influencers who used to say that, you know, it's always good to give yourself a break. So I thought that, yes, you know, your mind needs refreshment. You, of course, need a break in between. You need to rejuvenate yourself. You need to do some self-pampering, some self-care, put on some good music, dance around, or, you know, maybe just watch a Netflix show or something. But that was not the time when I actually needed a detoxification routine because I wasn't doing very much. I was free the whole day, but then also spending some time in my detoxification routine. But then when I started progressing in my college time and I was actually burdened with assignments and my project work and also internship tasks, at that time I started realizing that, you know, I have a lot on my plate to do and I cannot be exhausted by it. I need to enjoy something I do because it's just the beginning. So as you say that, you know, I also have a lot of diverse things in my plate right now. So I feel that switching from one work to another is also refreshment. Talking to the people around you, talking to your family. I have spent a whole year with elder people in my house, with my grandparents and with children. So talking to people who are highly experienced and talking to people like kids, you know, who know nothing is actually detoxification in itself. So that was the time when I realized that I am being overburdened with information and I need to release some out. That was when I actually needed detoxification. To, you know, do some deep breathing or to actually let my thoughts out or to start journaling. I even started journaling recently to sleep with an empty mind. I started being into spirituality recently. You know, it was my 2021 resolution to start reading Bhagavad Gita. So I think being connected to something you feel is very true to yourself is also detoxification. I recite mantras. I chant mantras every morning, every night, every time when I'm feeling quite low because they have this high energy. That just makes you feel connected to the universe. So that was the time when I felt the need to actually detoxify because even my detoxification routine had a journey of its own. It was something else. Initially, it is something else right now. So I think everybody has a journey and it's very much important that we explore our journey and, you know, just not be influenced by everything because we are just in an era of social media where we have a lot of, you know, XYZ influencers influencing us in certain ways. So I think that cutting off yourself from social media and going deeper in yourself that what you actually want is also a certain sort of detoxification. Being connected to something that you feel is actually yours is also, you know, detoxifying yourself from the unnecessary information that you might just build up. And after COVID-19, I also realized that it is also very important to keep your brain occupied with necessary stuff. Because there have been cases in my family, you know, because people who used to be very much in groups and, you know, used to meet new people every day, go on business meetings and stuff. And when they got locked down, they had nothing to do. They had nothing to, you know, brainstorm with. So they got very anxious and they got very low on themselves. So I think it's always important to have something on your plate, you know, be it content writing or, you know, whatever you love, be it dancing, writing music, writing your own songs or something like that, you know, just to keep yourself busy so that you don't get affected by the surroundings. Because when you just can't go outside, it's always good to go inside and explore yourself.
Right. So moving on to the rapid fire round, These are a couple of quick questions. Try to answer them in 5 seconds or we move on to the next. Apple or Android?
Android.
Mac or Windows?
Windows.
A favorite pet animal?
Dogs.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Netflix or Hotstar?
Netflix.
Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
YouTube or Extra Sleep?
Extra Sleep.
Your favorite book?
The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
Phenomenal. Thanks a lot for coming on the podcast. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me, and it was lovely talking to you.
You just heard an episode on the Detox Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, whether it is Spotify or iTunes. We are there.